Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were talking about the battle that we will have between the new nature and the old nature. Let's pick up with that thought.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
So again, we looked at the first verse, and he says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself from that wicked one, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Now, there are people that teach sinless perfection in this life. No, we all sin. When Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, actually, what the Greek shows us is that we continually come short of the glory of God. And even after we're saved, that's why we often have to come right back on a daily basis asking God for forgiveness. As Christ told his disciples, how often should I forgive my brother that trespassed against me? Seven times? The Lord said 70 times seven. And so, again, we have to understand that we do sin daily. But when he says born of God, that was so important that he said, we know that whosoever is born of God. Born of God. Why is that important? Because now it is referring to our new nature. We now have a new nature, born of God. Now look, that new nature sinneth not. We have an old nature in us. And there's a constant fight going on in there. Now, we don't want to give in to that old nature, but too often we do. We now belong to Jesus. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. You see, we were bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ. So in Romans chapter 7, verses 19 through 25, I think we get an idea of what he's talking about. The new nature sinneth not, but that old nature does. For the good, and this is the Apostle Paul, writing down what the Holy Ghost has told him to write about himself personally. He says, for the good that I would, I do not. But the evil, which I would not, that I do. You ever been there? You said, man, I'm not going to do that again. You know, that's bad. I won't do that again. And you end up doing it. Then there's something good that you say, man, I'm going to do that. Man, okay, I'm going to do that this week. Some reason or another, you end up not doing it. And the Apostle Paul had to wrestle with that. And the Holy Ghost says, now you write this down as I give you word for word about your zeal. So he goes on in verse 20 of Romans chapter 7, says, now if I do that which I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth within me. Okay. Now, isn't it interesting that he says, sin dwelleth in me, and he's a saved man. How's that sin dwell in him? That's in his old nature. In verse 21, he says, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. See, that old nature, that new nature, battle each other. He says, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin. The Apostle Paul? Yes, the Holy Ghost wants to know that even the Apostle Paul often had that battle and at times would lose, brought into the captivity of the law of sin. which is in my members, she says, that is in my body, that old nature, to go with that new nature. And then he makes this statement, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Boy, I tell you, that's a stop right there and you think of that. Who shall deliver me from this? Then he says in verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. That is, the spirit, the new nature. But with the flesh, the law of sin, he says. That's that old nature. Well, that's the battle the Apostle Paul had, even at in his day when he was preaching the word and being used mightily of God. It happens to all of us. We confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness by his blood. Now, this is an example of sinneth not with a new nature. You see, the old nature wants the things of this world, and it's allured by the things of the world. The things that appealed to the flesh before they were saved. And he seeks to try to find a way to justify those fleshly things using the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, your new nature is not comfortable with that old stuff anymore. I can remember also in my first church, young man, we were able to lead him to the Lord through our church visitation. Through door-to-door visitation. Well, he came by the church, and to be quite honest with you, I believe he had a real salvation, and his life showed that, but there was one problem he had. His work, the job that he had, required that he work Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evenings, and so he was just not in church. So a lot of times on Sunday morning on his way to work, he'd stop by the church. I'd be there about 7 o'clock, and he'd meet me there, and we'd talk for a while. And sometimes during the week, when he'd have some time off, he saw my car, he'd pull in, and we'd talk. One day he came in, he said, Brother Andy, he said, I know it's wrong to smoke, but is it all right to chew tobacco? And he says, you know, I've got a 6-pack of beer in my refrigerator. That it's been there since I got saved. I haven't drunk it yet. And he says, I haven't thrown it away because I wanted to just prove that this is real and I have victory over it. And he asked me, is that all right? Well, we talked about it. I said, well, you haven't been here, have you? And he said, no. I said, so have you heard me preach about it? He said, no. So I haven't told you a thing about tobacco or cigarettes or beer being wrong, have I? He said, no, you haven't. I says, then guess what? The day you received Christ as your Savior, His very Spirit came to live within you. Now those things that you were comfortable doing in the past, you're no longer comfortable. You are under conviction about it, and you're bothered by it. And I says, that's God's Spirit showing you that it's wrong, even before you know Scriptures to show you why it's wrong. And, of course, he got rid of that beer, and I believe that he's got rid of the chewing tobacco in time. And once he was able to finish his education that he was working on, he is able to get just a normal job where he wasn't working all those hours and going to school. And then he got going to church on a more regular basis. But Satan, he knows our past. His cohorts were behind the things of the flesh, and so the temptation and everything. And so Satan wants to protect the past, that your old nature wants to lay hold and protect that old past that you have, that God has forgiven you of. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, it tells us that Satan has his ministers, who will seem to be as ministers of light. They'll seem to be as ministers of righteousness. They are not. And those evil spirits get into men called preachers and lead many by deceptions to justify the flesh. And they do it by invoking the name of Jesus. Well, verse 4, remember there, he says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Well, going back to the flesh is not overcoming the world. And so you know just by that, they're not of God. And, you know, and it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the very same chapter that I just mentioned about his ministers of light that are really devils. They name the name of Jesus, but then it tells us it's another Jesus, but it's not the Jesus of the Bible. So we know that. But notice what our salvation teaches us in the book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." Now, when a person gets saved, that Holy Ghost begins working in his heart. And so when the Holy Ghost works in the heart, what's he doing? He teaches. And he'll use the Word of God to teach. That's why you encourage a new convert to get into the Word of God on a daily basis at home, as well as being faithful to the church services, all the services of the church, Sunday school, everything, that they may grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, I find this interesting, because that old cross, you know, it produces saints, but there's a new cross today that's producing strategists and statisticians. In today's movement, everybody's spirituality is measured by their production. You know what? The first step the old cross demanded was a relationship with Jesus Christ. The new cross just demands results. Just produce statistics, and we'll say that you are a spiritual giant. The old cross demanded sanctification. That is, separated from the world, separated unto God. That's what sanctification is. The new cross demands only statistic. Now look, I'm for numbers. God put a whole book in the Bible called Numbers. He told us about 3,000 people that got saved and baptized on the very day of Pentecost. I'm for getting everybody saved that we can get saved. I'm not against keeping records. I'm for every bit of it. But now you hear me and hear me well. Numbers do not make you spiritual.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my